This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here and one here and one here and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here and one here and one here and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on The Grave Talks, what lingers inside Mortuary Manor? A conversation with Corey Leibenguth. Originally built as a mansion in 1897 before becoming a funeral home in the 1920s, Mortuary Manor remains much as it was when it served Toledo families for generations. Today, visitors can tour the funeral museum housed within the building, exploring chapels, embalming rooms, a body elevator, and historic funeral artifacts that offer a rare look inside a profession most people never get to see. Since opening its doors to paranormal investigators, the building has become the site of reports involving unexplained voices, equipment activating on its own, moving objects, and other unusual experiences. Could those encounters be connected to the people who once lived or died within the building walls? Or has more than a century of grief, remembrance, and final farewells left its own imprint on the property? Today on The Grave Talks, we explore the history of Mortuary Manor, the funeral museum housed within its walls, the documented history of the property, and the experiences that continue to draw investigators and visitors alike with co-owner and operations manager, Corey Leibenguth. Corey, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today about Mortuary Manor in Toledo, Ohio. You are operations manager and co-owner?
Correct.
The first question has to be, how did that come about? This is a massive building that was originally built as a mortuary, wasn't it?
It was originally built as a mansion in 1897 and then became a mortuary in the 20s.
Oh, that makes sense because the main floor, the basement, that would have been the funeral home, correct? And then upstairs you have apartments?
Yeah, so upstairs is apartments. This was, I think, three buildings at one time. They just added on or bought buildings and connected them all. Some of the apartments, there was a dentist's office here, a chiropractor. There was a post office here.
There was an actual post office in that building?
Yeah, so the our casket room was the post office up until the 70s.
So it was a working funeral home then, up until very recently.
So the last funeral in this building was 2 weeks before we bought it.
And you bought it a year ago, correct?
Correct, yep.
The building itself is massive. And when you look at the pictures, it's hard to tell just how big is it. And you told me that was 60,000 square feet?
Yeah.
At some point, you and your partner decided you wanted to buy this massive building. Did you have any idea what you wanted?
Yeah. So we go around the country and buy out all old funeral home stuff, kind of like the American Pickers of funeral homes. So we actually bought some stuff from him probably 4 years ago. He made the comment of, hey, you guys want to buy a building? And we're like, eh. And we were always looking for a second location because the Mount Clemens location obviously outgrew itself with how much stuff we have. So 3 years ago in March, my house caught on fire. So in the process of figuring all that out, I was needing a place to live. So instead of buying a house, it made sense to buy this because I could live upstairs and we could have the museum downstairs.
You also, is it your business partner has the Anatomy of Death Museum?
Correct.
And that's in Mount Clemens, Michigan.
Yeah, just north of Detroit, about 20 minutes.
And when you started collecting items from funeral homes, artifacts, was it kind of a hobby or was it with the intention?
I started kind of as a hobby. And then I met Todd and that museum was, he had that pretty much his collection was in his basement. And then he opened the Anatomy of Death and pretty much that helped, travel around, get the stuff for that, set up everything in the museum, help them with that. And then became business partners. And we just were always looking for another location. And this just happened to come up last year. So
it's one of those buildings that it looks to be like I watched a video. It looks like it has good bones. All things considered, I'm sure.
It's about 1,000 paper cuts, if that makes sense. It's just a bunch of little things. So pretty much everything as far as structure, bones-wise, is still intact and good. It's just little things here and there.
So with a 60,000-square-foot building that does need some work, there's no way a building that big's not going to need any.
Right.
I'm going to guess there wasn't a lot of people lined up to buy it.
Well, it wasn't really ever on the market. So nobody knew it was for sale except for us.
Oh.
So we kind of worked with Jordan, the funeral director that was here. He had two locations, wanted to downsize and just keep the other location because this was just too big for him. So, he knew the situation with my house and, the process of, going through suing the insurance company to get paid. And he's just like, okay, when that's done, we'll sit down and I'll sell it.
Which was such a perfect thing for you because opening up the mortuary manor and it's got a funeral museum in it. So you have a place for your things. And I'm assuming Todd had some things he put in there.
So when we bought this, we pretty much bought it with everything in it. So all the furniture was left, all the balding tables were left. There was some stuff that was here since the building was originally built, and we did bring some things from our other museums, some stuff from my collection, but for the most part everything was in this building.
My dad was a funeral director / embalmer when I was growing up, one of his many jobs, and it was a strange thing to tell my friends he did because everyone was kind of disgusted by it, but at the same time you need people to do that. I think people kind of are afraid of it but yet curious about it.
Right. There's a lot of things people don't understand or, they think it's weird or odd or, it's just like any other job. It's a need for it. It's a service, funeral directors provide for families. So
my friends were like, that's creepy. Your dad works with dead bodies. Well, somebody's dad has to.
Right.
And my dad actually was quite good at what he did. I've seen that curiosity, and I had it myself, too, as a kid, and he took me in and explained it to me and showed me what he did, and there was bodies on the table, and we had a conversation about it. So it wasn't quite so scary for me, I guess.
Yeah, people are scared of what they don't know or understand.
How long did it take you then to, once you got the building, and it did work out well, you needed a place, was it kind of right away you knew this would make a really great funeral museum?
Yeah, because it's a funeral home. There's not too many museums are actually in a funeral home, and we kind of left it set up so you could actually do like a behind-the-scenes tour of where normally funeral homes, you don't get to see the prep rooms or the morgues or the body coolers. You know, you're just seeing the arrangement rooms, the casket showroom, and then the chapel. So you're getting to see pretty much the whole building, how it was left.
And there's enough room upstairs that you can have other apartments and businesses as well. So you'd have some other income coming in from that.
There's six apartments. Here we have a apartment that you can rent. It's a themed apartment with a taxidermy and caskets in it and creepy decor. So it's when you do your investigations, if you want to spend the night, you can also rent the apartment, stay in the apartment.
When you bought the building, was there a discussion about, I wonder if it's haunted?
That was the farthest thing, you know, or idea when we bought it. But one of my good friends is a paranormal investigator, and she's like, hey, you know, I want to come and do a live video. And she came in, I think, a couple of days after we bought it and did it. And then after she posted a video, kind of like we got a bunch of people asking, hey, you do paranormal? Can our team come investigate? And so it kind of just became another business model to put money back into the building.
I have talked to people before who wanted to buy a haunted building, but that wasn't the case for you.
There was no like inkling of anything being haunted when we bought it. Like we didn't come in here or did a paranormal before we bought it with somebody just to see if it was haunted. We had no clue it's haunted. It will never be advertised as haunted, just because we let the people make their own mind up that come in here. And let their video speak for themselves. We'll never advertise it as haunted mortuary or most haunted place in Ohio or Toledo. It's just, I think people that advertise stuff like that, it's kind of like false advertisement, because if you go in there, you don't get anything. You know, people are disappointed or have an expectation coming in that it's haunted.
And
it could not be.
Yeah, because as soon as you put haunted in the name of it, then it,
yeah, that's why I said it'll always be, you know, come in and, you know, every team that's come in, hey, we've got something, and they post their videos online. And when people ask, I said, let's go Google it on TikTok or YouTube, and you can watch the videos of the people here or the pictures of people, and you can make your own decisions. And if you want to come here and do an investigation for yourself, then you're more than welcome to.
Have you had paranormal experiences since you live in the building?
Not really.
Because I think that when you hear funeral home, there's a funeral museum, I think people tend to think it would have paranormal activity. Because it just seems like a place that would. You look at the pictures of it.
My girlfriend's, her dog's, you know, would come here on the weekends, and now he's here most, and they're like, oh, is the dog act weird? I'm like, well, the dog acts normal. I don't know. I guess they say animals act weird.
Yep. I always say, look to the pets and see how they're reacting.
We got, you know, three dogs on the site. I don't think any of them act any different, you know, here than anywhere else. The only thing, you know, that I personally experience, I mean, there was times, you know, you swear you turn all the lights off and there's lights on when you get up in the morning, or, you know, doors are We shut all the doors, and the doors were open. But we had an embalming machine in the prep room. It turned on by itself. It was unplugged. And it turned on by itself, and half of the what was in it leaked out onto the floor. And then the only other thing we had was we have a body elevator that goes to the basement. That was in the morning. At night, it was up on the first floor. And then I went to work, and Todd called me. He's like, "Hey, did you mess with the elevator?" I'm like, "Nope." He's like, "Well, it's all the way to the basement." I was like, "Well, nope, sure didn't."
Not me.
And it's something that is, it's not hydraulic, so it's chain driven. So it wouldn't be something that would just lose hydraulic fluid and then slowly sink to the basement. And when you push the button to turn that thing on, it's super loud. So if it was like that, the button got pushed, you would obviously hear it running.
Yeah, because on the video that I watched, he did move the elevator up or down. I can't remember which it was. And it was loud.
Yeah, it's very loud.
You would definitely hear that, I think, probably no matter where you are in the building.
Right.
And once you, like your friend came in who wanted to do a paranormal investigation, was she kind of intrigued by the building?
Yeah, we had a, so we had a good friend of mine is a horror writer, and he came with her, and she didn't really, she didn't really tell him what that she was doing until he got here. He's like, "What am I getting myself into?"
And did they have a good, did the investigation go well?
It did. It was, I mean, it was the, I mean, her live streams weren't the best because we still didn't have Wi-Fi at that time.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She got some, she got like, we were in the chapel and she was doing something and she heard the word lamb come over whatever device she was using. And we're standing there. And then Dirk's standing next to me. He looks at the columns in the chapel, and it's got like scenes on it, like pictures, and there's a lamb in that picture.
It's interesting to me, funeral homes and cemeteries, because not say I don't know the history of the mortuary. I'm going to guess, as old as it is, and it was a residence before, that there could have been people who died in the building at some point.
So you always got the people that think they're the smartest people in the room that says, "Oh, funeral homes aren't haunted. Nobody died there." Well, being as this was a residence before, we've had 9 confirmed deaths in this building. The funeral director that started it, 2 of his sons died in this building, 1 at 7 from Hodgkin's lymphoma, 1 from pneumonia after he returned from his honeymoon. We had a hanging on the other side of the building. 2 women drank arsenic poisoning. Wow. Here. We had a Civil War veteran die of heart disease in this building. Not to mention all the bodies that came through here. They did autopsies here at some point.
I think that other, for me, the other element to all of that is that there would have been a lot of people coming in with extreme overwhelming grief. I don't know how a building, you know, does that imprint on the energy imprint somehow? Because I wonder about that with cemeteries as well.
There's energy here, but they're also going to realize that we have wicker removal baskets. We have baby coffins, baby cribs, baby removal boxes, cooling tables, caskets that people were actually either embalmed on or removed. So there's multiple bodies that were used for these wicker removal baskets that were in these baskets. So there was, you know, that energy also associated with every artifact that we have. There was dead people on those things.
And when you're talking about the people who passed away there too, like that was some tragic, those were tragic events. Like the women drinking arsenic, that makes me think that was intentional.
Well,
or maybe
was
it was
19,
accidental.
One was 19, so that was kind of like the local historians that I know were trying to figure out, like, in 19 and 1917, why did you do this type of thing?
Because they would have known then that arsenic was very dangerous.
Yeah.
That would be interesting to investigate what has happened in that building. Has that been difficult to do, or have you been able to find records?
In our arrangement room, there's a tack board that has all the articles of all the deaths and, you know, records of, you know, that type of things, you know, of, you know, the newspaper articles people have sent us. And, you know, the we have the owners of the mansion, like the first people that owned it, their names. And, you know, we have all kinds of history.
That's incredible. Because there's a lot of people who will buy an old building and they can't find, you know, they might find it back 50, 75 years, but they can't figure out who originally built it, or you have it all there waiting for you.
Yeah, Chris Tillman, he was one of the first people to investigate here. He's kind of like a local story, and he found a lot of it for us. And then we had another team that came in here, and they did some research, and they found Stanley Urbanski, who was the guy that started it. They found his wedding photo. They found all the people that originally owned this property when it was a mansion before it was a funeral home. So they did a lot of research that they gave us too. And then we have we have record books from the funerals too, dating back to 1926.
And that family who owned it, they had owned it for quite a while. So it's not like this building has gone through.
They were the only family to own it in this building. And they still have two locations, one in Michigan and one in Ohio left.
You know, they had been there so long, they knew the history. They had probably dug into that themselves.
Yeah.
But that first floor, when I was watching the video, because now it's several chapels, not just one.
There's technically four.
But it was originally built as a house, mansion. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to have, when they bought that few generations ago, they went in and redid that whole bottom floor then. Because that's why I thought it must have always been that way. Was watching the video, but that makes sense.
For the most part, it was. So, like, you can see where, like, the original building was. It was, you know, the footprint of the house and then, like, my apartment upstairs. And you can see, like, they bought the building. The building next door was for sale. So they bought that building next door and then added, and there's a long hallway. So they made that hallway to connect them.
Oh, and I think I saw a video of that long hallway, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and several garages and.
Yep, two. There's one 3-car garage, and then on the other end, there's a huge garage that has the body cooler in it.
Do you have quite a few paranormal groups come?
We've had for pretty much this year, every Friday and Saturday has been booked the whole year with paranormal.
Oh, that's great.
And going forward for the rest of this year, we're pretty much booked on Fridays and Saturdays too. Till I think we get to like December, I think, is when we got some openings.
Well, and that kind of makes sense. Some people do want to celebrate the holidays. It kind of might slow down a little bit.
We're also unique in the fact that a lot of paranormal teams don't do anything in the winter because no place is heated.
Exactly.
But we have heat.
Yeah, so, and you can keep that open year-round.
Yes, and air conditioning, and Wi-Fi, and working bathrooms. So we have a little, you know, different where these people can actually come in winter and do their investigations.
Well, and I saw, like, there was kind of a break room or a kitchenette area.
Yeah,
there's a break room.
It's got a fridge, a microwave, three or four tables.
Do they share much information with you that they're getting, or do you kind of?
For the most part, yeah. For the most part, yep.
Are you seeing any activity that multiple groups have picked up, or does there seem to be some similarities?
The only similarity I see as far as like a general area is the basement where the morgue was. That seems like to be the area everybody gets something in. And then throughout the rest of the building is hit or miss depending on what team it is. But there's activity in the whole building. It just depends on, like, it might be in one chapel. One team might get something in the chapel. The other team might get something in the prep room.
Yeah, it's not going to be the same night to night.
No, but it seems like the basement is the general activity hot spot, I guess you could say.
But as far as you go in your apartment, it feels pretty normal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm just not as sensitive to it, or it's just, that's just an old building, or it is what it is.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
There are six other people that are here in the building. So my grandma is on my mantle upstairs. And then on the first floor, we have five unclaimed people from a funeral home in Michigan that we bought out their contents and they said throw them away.
You mean the remains?
Mm-hmm.
And they were just never claimed? And so
they were never claimed. So we got five downstairs. There's like a, behind our desk, there's like a ledge on both sides of the desk. It's like a little mantle there. Those are on there, and like I said, my grandma's upstairs on my main, on my fireplace, fake fireplace.
I hope you find comfort in having your grandma close.
Well, a couple weeks ago, we went to the casino down here. I told him, I'm like, hey, what's the casino? She goes, how'd you do? I said, well, I took grandma. She goes, because my grandma was a big gambler. She goes, you did what? I'm like, yeah, I took grandma with me. She goes, you took her. What do you mean? I was like, well, I took some of her ashes out of her thing and put it in a little vial and I put it in my pocket. And we went to the casino.
Your grandma would have loved that.
Yeah. And she goes, did you win? I was like, yeah, I won $100. She goes, well, there you go.
Your grandma would have absolutely loved that.
Yeah,
I like to think she helped get you that $100.
Yeah, we actually went. Me and my girlfriend went. There's a really good Italian restaurant in the casino, so we basically just went to eat and just kind of walk around, played a little bit, but nothing. Weren't there very long, but yeah, she went to the casino with us.
Well, and I also, I don't know. I don't think it's morbid at all that you have the other unclaimed remains there, because it gives them a place to be, you know?
Well, that's when we were like, when we were, you know, and they were in a box, he goes, just take that box and throw it in a dumpster outside. And I'm like, well, what's that? He goes, oh, those are unclaimed ashes. I'm like, well, you're supposed to take them to the cemetery. So like, yeah, but, you know, I'm closing up. I don't care. Just throw them away. I'm like, all right. So I just walk to the, put the stuff in the car and put the box in my car too. Took the urns out of the box, put them in my car, threw the box in the dumpster.
Because it's like just throwing them in a dumpster just seems so disrespectful. And now they have a place to be.
It was. I just didn't think that was right to do that. So
yeah.
We just, they've been around for the, came along for the ride.
Now, how has it been going having the funeral museum? Do you get a lot of traffic through there, or quite a few people come in?
It's hit and miss. It depends on, we're only open the weekends, so it just depends.
I would think there'd be some crossover, people who are interested in paranormal, also interested in the funeral.
Well, we just booked our first wedding. So it's an event center. So basically, in our garage, we have probably 100 DJ speakers, fog machines where you can host a party. We have a Halloween party every year called Hackson. It's a 2-day Halloween party. So we do, like I said, we do birthday parties. We had a lady rent the our apartment. Her daughter's going to come with her friends and they're going to celebrate her 13th birthday. And we have a projector in one of our chapels. So we have movie nights. So you can watch movies in the chapel.
Oh, I love all that.
So yeah, we can, whatever parties, you know, we've had people come in and film movies. You can do photo shoots, pretty much weddings, birthday parties, divorce parties, whatever kind of party you want to have. We've had a one-year-old's birthday party here.
Well, because you have plenty of space if you just want to have an event.
Yeah. A lot of people now are doing the themes, you know, they're doing the themed weddings, or they want to do the spooky weddings, you know, where they dress up and not the white or the white, you know, their black dress or a red or whatever. And to have that at a hall or a church is kind of, doesn't go along with that. So it kind of gives them a unique, space. We have hearses, you know, we have all the props that they can use too to, you know, to have that event.
Yeah, because I did notice when he went into the garage in the video, I think there was two hearses in there. Definitely there was one. Did the hearses come with the building?
No, so those are Todd's everyday drivers. The silver one, the silver one he got rid of. The blue one is actually parked across the street. That's we're gonna have a funeral for that one. He hit a deer with that one and smashed it, so we're gonna have a service for that hearse. He also has a monster truck hearse, and then the other museum we have three Victorian horse drawn hearses.
At the other museum, what kind of things do you have there? Because that's not necessarily a funeral museum.
It is, for the most part, is. So that's a death museum. So that has human medical skulls and skeletons and bones. It has embalming stuff. A lot. It's mostly funeral stuff.
Now, is that location open to paranormal investigations as well?
It is, but it's like 4,000 square foot. It's very small. And there's just so much in it. It's not really. He doesn't really advertise it because there's just so much in it, and it's just too easy to like. If you're setting things up, you turn around, you might hit something, knock something over. It's just it's a lot of stuff in a small space. This is more spread out and has more of a, you know, it was a funeral home compared to just a regular building.
And I saw, let me get here. I saw that you're doing an August book fest, but it's horror and paranormal authors.
Yeah. So August 1st, we're doing 20 horror authors and 20 oddities, spooky vendors. And then Eerie Excursions, who is our paranormal team that does all our paranormal here at Mortuary Manor, they're doing a ghost hunt after that event where you can get tickets and come and do a ghost hunt with them.
I did an episode with them a year or two ago. I really liked them.
Yeah, I really liked them. They were doing, they came a couple times and, you know, why don't you guys, you know, so they do a Friday a month here where they host, you know, paranormal stuff, and then they bring groups here. And so I was this kind of, a buddy of mine's a horror author, and I was kind of bouncing some ideas. I was, hey, well, let's have this, you know, show. And it, like, in not even a week time, we put it together, and it's pretty much the authors are already all booked. And then I think we have three vendor spots left.
Because it's different than a Paracon, because nobody does just authors and vendors. And I really love the idea of getting to meet the authors and they can do a talk.
Yeah, we were kind of saying, hey, what should we do? We can do 40 vendors. He's like, well, why don't we do half horror authors, you know, and a couple of them I know, really good friends of mine, Dirk Manning, he'll be here. Jennifer Shortage, she's a local author that's wrote multiple books. And I got some people that they're pitching a TV show called, I think it's called Eerie Places of America or something. So, and he did a three set book, which we're going to be featured in that book. So they're coming. So we kind of wanted to do half and half, and then, you know, people come in, look at the museum, and then talk to some vendors and some horror people and, you know, get that out there. So yeah, it seems like it's becoming a good event for the most part.
And it would be fun to do maybe something like that every year.
That's the plan going forward. We'll see how this one goes, but yeah, we got a horror themed ice cream truck that'll be here.
Did you say a horror-themed ice cream truck?
I did.
What? How does that work? Or do they just have creepy selections?
So Byron, who's the guy that's helping me put together the event, he's the one that they reached out to him. So their logo is a ice cream cone with an eyeball on the top.
Now, what is the best way for people to get information if they want to come just take a tour of the museum? Because I think I read somewhere that they're self-guided and guided tours.
So, yeah. So, basically, we're open Saturdays and Sundays. Yeah, you can take a self-guided tour or, you know, when you come in, if you want a guided tour, I'll, you know, give you a history of the building and the history of the funeral home and some of the stuff that we have in it. My cell phone numbers on our Facebook page. We also are on Instagram, TikTok.
And then is that the same for the paranormal investigations if people are interested in coming?
Yeah, the paranormal, basically, yeah, you just basically, I got flyers that are on our socials, you know. We do a 9 to 2 package, that's $350, and then 9 to 7, which is $650. And then our apartment rentals, $250.
Because I saw a phone number on your Facebook page, so that's really the same number to contact for everything.
Yeah, that's my cell phone number.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. Well, Corey, I want to say thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me tonight. This was really fun.
Oh, you're welcome.
And that wraps up our conversation about Mortuary Manor in Toledo, Ohio. For more information, search Mortuary Manor on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything without commercials, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you so much for listening.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here and one here and one here and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at Intuit.com/ERP.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's The Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal.
solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here and one here and one here and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here and one here and one here and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here and one here and one here and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Looking for a little Hollywood style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here and one here, and one here, and one here. If scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here and one here and one here and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at intuit.com/ERP.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Jonathan Goldstein from Heavyweight. If your finance team spends more time finding data than using it, if there's one entity here, and one here, and one here, and one here, if scaling your business feels like starting over, you need the Intuit ERP. Intuit Enterprise Suite is the AI-native ERP solution that's powerful, painless, and proven. Learn more at Intuit.com/ERP.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed medals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.